Are tech startups starting to feel a chill from Wall Street? The answer may be yes, based on the number of tech IPOs happening right now. These are initial public offerings, the first sale of stock by a company to the public. And according to the financial software company DealLogic, only 14% of this year's initial public offerings were done by tech companies. That's the smallest percentage since at least the mid-90s. So what's going on? Let's bring in Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
So to remind people, financial advisors or investment banks arrange these public offerings of stock. They determine what the price of the IPO should be. So what's happening that there are so few of them?
Well, what's happening is that some of these companies that are considering going public are getting spooked right now because the valuation price isn't what they hoped it would be. And that's because we're reporting today in the journal that the market for IPO offerings has turned really chilly and inhospitable. And that's because technology companies have been seeking valuations that's just above what public investors are willing to pay for them. Well, and you know, example that we use is Jet.com. That's the competitor, the new competitor to Amazon.com, the online marketplace. And we report that they, over the summer, were seeking a $3 billion valuation for their company. And now we're reporting that, according to people familiar with the matter, they're seeking a valuation of $2 billion. I mean, what's another $1 billion,
right,
friends?
Right.
But,
well,
you know, it is definitely a case in point.
Well, remember, Twitter's highly anticipated IPO in 2013. Facebook's the year before. What's happening? Are investors thinking maybe this is all being overvalued? Dropbox went from $4 billion of valuation to $10 billion.
Yeah, you know, Dropbox is a really interesting case. Exactly, $10 billion to $4 billion. And now we're hearing investment bankers are cautioning that this company may not be able to go public, even at where they thought they were going to be. And they've cut the estimate of per share value by 24%. Now, that probably doesn't affect most of us, but if you're working there at Dropbox and you've just seen your promised shares drop by a quarter, that's not very encouraging.
Yeah,
and
but
these
maybe
days, a lot of companies are using their shares and the promise of a big payday when the company goes public as a form of compensation to lure
right.
the most elite developers to bring in the best talent. And so that's making business harder for them when if word gets out that, hey, IPO, that the IPO gold mine that is in the future may not be what people were expecting.
Well, I'm no financial analyst, but maybe someone should have said $4 billion to $10 billion just like that. Maybe somebody should have looked at it there. But Jason, just very briefly, just a couple seconds. Why should consumers care about this?
Well, for a few reasons. One, I think that a lot of small investors, individual investors, have looked at IPOs and said, oh, I need to get in early. And some have done quite well. You know, Facebook was rocky at the beginning, but then people who invested early made some money. But that becomes but now you really have to look at these and realize that so many of them end up losing money, that these are risky propositions.
And they may be overvalued at the start.
And then also fewer companies will be able to get money.
Right. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, cautionary words. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.